Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, that is the theme for the Wednesdays with Wojo segment. Did
you know,
what?
You know, Jamie, the Scotty Bowman Hall of Famer, one, the top of the bun. We're having Jack Morris, another Hall of Famer. He's the bottom bun. Wojo was just sandwiched between Hall of Famers.
That's right. We had Scotty on. Now we have Wojo on, and then we'll have Jack on a little bit later. Now, before we bring Wojo in, he's still back in the green room primping for his appearance. We do have a pair of tickets to give away to see the Tigers and the Nationals on Saturday, June 29th. Tigers special celebration honoring the 35th anniversary of the 84 World Champions, presented by Cooper Tires. Don't miss Jack Morris, Chet Lemon, Kirk Gibson, Alan Trammell, and many, many more. Wow, Chet Lemon gets top billing over Alan Trammell. The first 10,000 fans receive a Sparky Anderson bobblehead. For tickets, go to Tigers.com. When you hear me say, meet my butt, be the seventh caller at 248-539-9797. When you hear me say, meet my butt, I feel like that would lead to a different drop. But anyway, yeah. Be the seventh caller at 248-539-9797. And with that, we bring in Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket. Woj, have you met my butt?
Well,
what?
What?
What? What? What did you, what just happened? The hell's going on? What are you doing?
You stopped my well.
Well. How are we?
So I'm guessing I'm the in the Hall of Fame sandwich. I'm the bologna in between.
Yeah,
Scotty and Jack Morris. My goodness,
I would say a solid ham.
Oh, okay, he's a ham.
Actually, ham is good.
Yeah, ham.
Ham is good.
Definitely ham. Yeah.
So Scotty, you guys really nailed him down on that Chris Osgood question, didn't you?
He was tiptoeing through those tulips.
We would read the ticket text, but we don't have enough time left in the show.
Love hearing from Scotty, of course.
Yeah.
He is very good at distracting from the original question, but I thought it was entertaining to hear him as always.
I think we misphrased the question, we didn't misphrase the question. He rephrased the question. We didn't ask him if we thought Ozzy was going to get in. We asked him, should he be in?
Yes.
And he said, I don't know if he's going to get in.
Maybe I just said yes or no.
He's very close. I believe he did say that.
Yeah, I did. I did hear him say that, yes.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So, Woj, we were talking about the Michigan baseball team yesterday in the game that they had against Vanderbilt. And I kind of observed that the fun thing about talking about a team like Michigan and where they are right now with the baseball team is we really don't know anything we're talking about. Like we were remember when that second baseman guy threw the ball over to like that third baseman guy? And like we don't know the names. We don't know anything. It really is the core of sports because we are rooting for the Michigan team simply because they, not you, of course, because you're unbiased, and not Stoney because he works for Michigan State baseball. But I mean, it's the core of we're just rooting for them because they happen to wear a Michigan on their jersey.
Well, now, wait a minute. As someone who has covered the Michigan baseball team myself for several days now.
I saw you do like a Mitch impression column writing on a game and you weren't there.
Yeah, exactly. And it is an interesting, but you're right. We're pretending like we know deeply how, but I have been out there and they are a very entertaining team. And that coach, Eric Backich, I never know if it's Backich or Backich.
Backus.
Is definitely a rising star. My God, ESPN just loves that guy, how much they show him. I was saying this on the Little Bogey and Wojo show the other day. If you're watching this College World Series, it really has become like a Michigan thing more so than a Vanderbilt thing between the Kerrs and the stands and, you know, the story of a Northern team trying to win the College World Series. But as you know, Vanderbilt is the favorite, and it's going to be a tough one tonight. I guess I wouldn't rule out the Wolverines in anything at this stage.
No, of course not. And you know, I guess the only thing that would count against them is that they were shut down so totally last night by. And I still think this is a made up name, Kumar Rocker. I said he sounds like a bad guy from a Marvel movie. that you know, that can have an effect on a team where if you just stop hitting quickly like that, it can carry over. But this, I mean, Bakich even said after the game last night, look, it's fitting. It should be this way. We should play a game three because that's just kind of the way it's been for us the entire time.
Well, they played a game three in Los Angeles in the super-duper regional.
Yeah.
And beat number one UCLA to advance. So this is, I believe, Vanderbilt was number two headed into the tournament overall.
And it was the same deal. They won the first game and lost the second game.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Michigan has their quote-unquote star pitcher going, Carl Kauffman tonight. Listen to us break it down.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
Proud of ourselves. But I will say this. You're right, Jamie and Sony, too, that people are just sort of rooting for the name on the front, and it's a Michigan team, so the Michigan fans are going to root. That's where it begins for people. But when you watch the games, they're pretty entertaining. Now, last night's was pretty dull because they got shut down, but I don't know. They're pretty entertaining. They're an enthusiastic team. They run the bases like crazy. Ron Gardenhier should watch a little bit and see how they take extra bases and steal bases. And I mean, I think they're a fun team to watch.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up because we talked about this last week, how in football and basketball, really successful college coaches go to the professional ranks. It doesn't happen in baseball. Maybe, you know, Bakich could have eyes on, Comerica Park in a few years.
Oh,
nah, I don't think so.
Wow.
Look at Stoney dropping theories. Well, he's only 41 and is still the youngest coach in major college baseball. He does have, I mean, he does look like a guy who's can be a climber, but he definitely wants to build something big here, and they're on their way. I don't know if you know this, but in northern states and programs, it snows like deep into June. So they really are at a horrific disadvantage in that regard, which is why no northern teams go. I wonder at some point if that just becomes too much of an annoyance, but he embraces it, and they embrace it, and it would be an amazing win if they won tonight.
You know, by the way, tonight is game three of the College World Series, and Michigan is participating, looking for their first national championship since 1962. Oddly enough,
oh boy,
tonight in Okemos, the Michigan baseball team is going to do a car wash fundraiser.
You mean the Michigan State baseball team?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I screwed it up. Darn it.
Oddly enough, Mark Hollis is playing the pro-am.
Feel free to use that tonight in crosswalk.
I am going to use it, and Jamie, you're a little bit out of practice.
I know.
Oddly enough.
I know. Oddly enough.
Excellent one to give me.
Yeah, I think something along those lines.
Well, Joe, did you realize that Kumar Rocker's uncle was the guy who paralyzed Mike Utley?
Tracy Rocker?
No, David Rocker. Tracy Rocker's father.
Really? Was that the cute trivia stat of the day today?
I mentioned it before, yeah.
There was a whole other one, too. You don't know about it.
Did you know, and help me out here, this is a great question for Stoney.
Yeah.
Gov and Jamie, stand down for a second. Did you, growing up, do you like better the Phil Martelli, who coached at St. Joe's in Philadelphia, or the Phil Martelli, who is now on Juwan Howard's staff at Michigan?
Hey, that's Coach Martelli.
That's right. Coach Martelli.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, it's a legit question. Yeah.
Tell
Gas
to shut up.
Yeah, I know. You didn't tell Scotty to shut up.
Scotty didn't ask me a dumb question.
Yeah, okay.
I'd love to see Sony drop that line on Scotty, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and coming up, try to tell Jack Morris to shut up and see where it gets you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Woj, real quick, we haven't talked to you since we talked to you since either draft, the Pistons draft or the Red Wings draft. And obviously, they were both intriguing, and they both were geared directly towards the future more than the present. I was a little bit surprised by the Pistons. We talked to Ed Stefanski on Friday about this, and he was very matter-of-fact. Oh, no, our plans are very much focused on this coming season. We want to win. But if you draft a guy 15th overall who you're probably not going to see right away, I mean, like the way Stoney's talking about Tony Snell, they just acquired the Milwaukee equivalent of Clay Thompson, apparently. Like, what? If it's win now, why did they take a guy in the first round who might not play for another year?
See, and I know that is sort of a legitimate philosophical debate, but whoever they got at 15th, Probably. I mean, the odds are, unless you're drafting Kawhi Leonard at 15 or the Greek Freak, they weren't going to get much out of that person anyhow. It wasn't going to be an immediate impact guy anyhow, right?
But it could. But see, the only thing is that we both, at least I think, me and Pump Stoney, were pining away for a three-point threat. And, you know, Sekou may be that eventually, but he's not that right away.
Okay,
and there were guys there.
Dial it down. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Shut up!
What got these Pistons in trouble from the start with Stan Van Gundy? Thinking he could, okay, we need this particular thing, so he drafts Luke Kennard. We need this particular thing, so he drafts Stanley Johnson instead of others. This is the one thing, and I don't care. No, obviously, it's not win this year move, but according to everybody, this was a guy you had to take at 15. He wasn't supposed to be there. And I like that they didn't just no. We got to have a guy who shoots threes.
Right.
No, in that regard, I like it. There's some confidence there on Stefanski's part, just like confidence on Steve Yzerman's part to take a guy at number six that nobody had going at number six and gave very legitimate reasons why he did it. And it's, you know, I don't know. I think both GMs showed they're going to stick to their plan and stick to their guts and their guns.
Yeah, I don't necessarily mind the pick, actually. I mean, it kind of, it goes more in hand with building for the future, and I don't mind that. But it with all the run-up to the trading deadline last year and the debates, that's the part that I couldn't totally jive. But I got no issue with it.
Yeah, I just hope that Mo Sider doesn't leave early for the pros like the other Mo did.
Yeah.
Moritz Wagner.
Ah. By the way, Woja, so how many...
That was kind of weak.
Ignored it.
Is Sider Mo or is he Moritz? Because I haven't heard him called Mo yet.
Oh, no, he's called Mo.
Okay, good.
Yeah, of course.
Now, Woja, how many days are you going to be walking and sweating at the Detroit Golf Club?
Oh, I'm playing in it. Are you kidding me? Aren't you at the Pro-Am, Stoney?
No. I would injure people.
Oh, that's true, actually. No, I'll be out there. I mean, the weather... I heard you guys say earlier, and it is supposed to be pretty spectacular. I've often said, this is a great state to live in.
Yeah,
For weeks at a time. But it's going to be sold on the weekend, and that little 15th hole where they congregate is going to be exciting. I go way back with the game of golf, but I still do find it fun to watch and fun to be out there in great weather.
No, you don't. Shut up.
Well, hello. They have, like, buffets and like, media tents and stuff.
They do have air-conditioned press tents.
And they have beer.
Yeah.
And they have beer, and I'm sure they have, like, ice cream and stuff like that.
Right, but you don't actually walk the course. Come on.
Well, what do you mean by walk? I'll go out there and stand and look up and down and see if I see anything, and then I'll go back in.
Right. So you're not like, you know, I'm walking with the leaders. Yeah, there you see Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, along with David Faraday and Wojo.
Don't you think Ricky Fowler should win this thing? Not that he should, but wouldn't that be the best story, the local guy?
Well, he's not a local guy, but he's the Quicken guy. Yeah, he's the Rock guy.
The Gilbert organization.
So you're saying you're rooting based on business interest because Ricky Fowler is the most compensated athlete there from the title sponsor, therefore he should win.
No, because he's a man of the people and he's done a ton leading up to the tournament. And,
yeah.
Wait, what are you trying to twist this into? You know I'd normally be rooting for Ernie, but that's...
Ernie didn't make the cut, but his grandson's
playing. You should root for him.
Okay, that's exactly who I'll root for then.
Who's that?
Sam Saunders.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, good for him. Is he related to Holly Saunders?
I do not know.
Oh, okay. All right, Woj, great talking to you. Enjoy the golf. We'll be looking forward to your coverage of the baseball team and the golf, two of your favorite sports, college baseball and golf.
And I'm just excited to be the second in the string of three straight Hall of Famers.
Now, Jack Morris is next.
On your show.
Bye, Bob.
Woo-hoo!
97.1, Woo-hoo! The Ticket.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.